Hey, it's Dino in the studio with the guys from Alien Atmosphere. Hello, Matt. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, Dino? Hey.
It's holiday time, and we're all excited for the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, which is happening this Friday at Arizona Stadium. Do you guys even know what teams are playing?
Yep, we were there, actually.
Utah and Mexico, right? Utah and New Mexico.
Utah State.
Utah State.
Oh, see, there you go. It's a big difference between Utah and Utah State. One is Mormon and one is really Mormon.
So that's like Arizona State and then University of Arizona then, right?
Kind of, sort of, yes, except we hate the Sun Devils more. But the two teams that are coming here is going to be making an awesome game. They're both nicknamed the Aggies. So if you're rooting for the Aggies, you're covered either way. So whichever Aggies team scores, just cheer, because you say, hey, I'm going for the Aggies.
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
Man. So you guys are going to be partying it up a little bit before the game with Neon Trees. Now, have you ever met the guys in Neon Trees before?
Yeah. Nick and I actually have met Neon Trees. You want to tell them about it, Nick, how we met them? It's crazy.
First time we met them was in 2010, and they got in this really nice lineup at KFMA. It was at Pima County Fair.
KFMA Day. Okay,
yeah. KFMA Day. And I don't know. We met them backstage. They're eating food. We saw them play live. They played like first at like 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But it was really cool because they're just so down to earth, and we just fell in love with their music, and we just started talking. So that's how we met them.
And have you guys stayed in contact throughout the years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've just been keeping them updated on what's going on and just following each other. So it's been a neat experience.
Cool. Well, now you get the chance to open up for them at the Arizona Bowl. Now, what can people expect from the Alien Atmosphere show? I know I've seen you guys play a couple times live now.
Yeah.
And you guys, you have your set. Are you guys going to be working in any new music, or do you have new music on the horizon?
Well, Nick and I always write new music, and we always have a lot of opportunities to record and stuff. But the thing, though, is him and I, we just have our live set devised and ready to go, and we just basically play the same show throughout the year right now, but, what do you think, Nick? Should we record more music?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to eventually record our album. Right now, we just have about 6 songs recorded, like an EP, but we will definitely, get stuff done when it comes to getting an album done.
Right.
But for now, we're just focusing on the live show and really perfecting our stage presence and stuff. We're going to be working with a new wireless system as well.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that's new as also when it comes to like our performance, but
give you a little more freedom walking around
playing
around.
Freedom of movement's big.
Yeah, and plus Nick and I don't know if anybody knows this, but since Alien Atmosphere is it's a 2-piece band and we're identical twins, so that's why Nick went wireless, is because since we're a 2-piece, we got to have somebody move around like crazy out there, you know? So that's why it's good that Nick goes wireless and, I just play the drums and have fun at that.
Now, with going to the Arizona Bowl and playing the tailgate there, this is going to be an awesome opportunity for you guys to get a lot more fans, because this will probably be one of the bigger shows that you've done, right?
Well, especially since it's New Mexico and Utah area. I mean, that's like right there above Arizona.
Sure.
So all those people are going to be coming for sure.
Exactly.
It'll be a lot better turnout. Exposed
you to a lot more people, especially in this region too, and maybe they'll take some of your music back home with them and then start getting played on some of the radio stations out
Nick
there.
Nick and I are just really thankful for this opportunity to happen. It's really funny and it's ironic too, because we've known Neon Trees for such a long time, and it'll be really cool to see them again,
So the thing that you may not know about Alien Atmosphere, like they said, they're identical twins, but they're not really identical when you look at them, because you've got one guy who looks like he could bench press your car, and then the other guy looks like he works at a coffee shop.
Oh, he's barista.
And is super sensitive and could write you a song at the drop of a hat. So when you tell people that you guys are identical twins, what is usually the reaction?
They laugh at us.
They think Matt ate the third twin.
So you guys were actually triplets to start off with.
We're triplets, and then I ate the third one. And
true story, though. He was taking all the nutrients when we were born, so I actually had to be taken out first.
I was eating all the food. Surprisingly,
and it's still true to this day.
Right.
That's why I
eat all the food.
I'm so lean.
Yeah, exactly.
And Matt's just all about the lean protein at this point,
high,
right?
High protein, yeah.
High protein, lean protein diet. How much do you bench, Matt?
Well, I mean, I don't do flat bench anymore.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah, because that's so passe.
Well, I think it kind of messes your rotator cuff up a little bit.
I would agree. I have a little problem. You know, I'm not as huge as you, but you know.
Well, the bar doesn't bend with your scapula, so that's why if you do dumbbell, it's free motion. Like you can, it's unilateral movement.
Gotcha.
So incline bench is mainly what I do for the chest. Works the top part.
Right.
So if any guys want to wear V-necks and look really good in a V-neck, you got to do incline. But I can do about 315 pounds for close to 10 reps on an incline bench, and that's 345s on each side.
Wow.
And I only weigh like 195, so it's pretty good strength, but I haven't done a one rep yet, so maybe in close to 400 for one rep.
So if this whole alien atmosphere thing doesn't work out, have you got a side career that's going to push your brother out as being a personal trainer? Is that what's
personal
gonna...
trainer? I've done a lot of personal training in the past. I have a NASM certification.
See?
So I have, you know, CPR certified, the whole nine.
Nick, what's your backup plan?
Oh, geez. Well, I really like collecting classic cars right now.
Right.
So buying and selling that is really fun.
Yeah.
I'd probably do that or... I don't know. Maybe write music for other people.
Right. You know? So okay. There you go.
See where it takes me.
Yeah. But. See. Then he can nudge you out too, Matt. See.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See. Boom.
Yeah. You guys. It's a competition. It's a brotherly competition. That's what
it
I like.
It is. It is. But we definitely are different. You know. The only thing though is if we prank call somebody, our voices sound so alike that people, you know, unless you were to see us in person,
right?
You know, then you're like, oh, that's Nick and that's Matt, but. You know, other than that, we're very different, but we're very alike. You know, we like a lot of the same stuff, surprisingly.
Well, it's good that your voices kind of sound the same. It must make it that much easier for harmonies and stuff on stage.
Yeah, for backup vocals.
I screw up, Matt takes over,
there
nobody
you go.
Knows.
Brother picking up for you. I like it. And you guys are also big into cooking as well. I would imagine you are, Matt.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, I cook a lot of bland food, but but the extravagant stuff Nick likes to do.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite thing to make right now is jalapeno poppers. And this time of year, you know, tamale season, jalapeno poppers go great with all of it. And like I'll make like 100 for a party and they'll be gone.
Well, you know what? You may want to bring some to the tailgate party for the Arizona Bowl. I think those would be a big hit.
That would be awesome.
It's basically cream cheese, cheddar cheese, and a lot of bacon. It's just it's so good.
It's good. Well, anything with bacon's good.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's not lean protein, though, at that point.
No,
so
it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. I like the fats, you know.
All right,
good. For my testosterone.
What would we call that? Lower carb, keto.
There you go.
That's
what
that would be.
So come for a meal and a show at the Desert Diamond Casino tailgate party for the Arizona Bowl on December 29th. And speaking of food, though, you guys are going to be on TV doing a food segment. Is that right?
Yeah, cooking segment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got invited to be on Good Morning Arizona December 22nd to actually cook food. So that's going to be interesting.
Yep. I think we are cooking those jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, we'll probably be doing the jalapeno poppers.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you can learn the secrets to the alien atmosphere jalapeno poppers for your next tailgate if you watch Good Morning Arizona. And then as far as your music goes, we were talking a little bit earlier, you're working on some new stuff, but you have the whole canon of tunes that you normally have when you guys do a show. Where can the audience find some more of your music online?
Well, you definitely can go to our website. It's www.alienatmosphere.com, or you can go to our social medias, which is Facebook, you know, just type in Alien Atmosphere. Instagram's Alien Atmosphere. Everything is Alien Atmosphere, surprisingly.
Good branding.
Yeah,
surprisingly.
It's all lowercase
too. A lot of bands will have to do like official this, you know, because some people, you know, they'll take that name ahead of time. But
bastards.
We got lucky. Yeah. We got lucky.
Yeah, but if you want to listen to all of our music for free right now, you can stream it off of our website. And please, you know, shoot us an email and let us know what song you think is going to make it on the radio, because we're going to be doing our national radio campaign this 2018. So it would be very helpful to see what you guys think.
All right. So help shape the future of Alien Atmosphere's music just by going to their website, alienatmosphere.com. And we look forward to seeing you guys on Friday at the Desert Diamond Casino tailgate party for the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl with Utah State and New Mexico State, the Aggies versus the Aggies, and Alien Atmosphere along with Neon Trees playing before the big game. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Dino.
Thank you.